Welcome to the Give Me Truth podcast. Today's devotional is with Jason Harris.
Okay, I'm glad you stayed with us for this third segment of our podcast series. It's titled, Our Security in the Love of God. Now, in the part one and two, we did some pretty serious theological slogging through some difficult stuff, and we stuck with it, okay? In part three, it really gets exciting, okay? And this is where it all comes down to a very practical, helpful way. But you cannot understand this. This won't work for you unless you have the theological foundation laid through the whole thing, okay, through the whole chapter. Okay, it doesn't work to just pick one thing and something else and try to skip over the hard stuff. Okay, there are no quick fixes in life. And I hope you'll dig in, okay, get up to your elbows in this thing, and really beg God to explain to you and to show you in His Word these truths. We're going to start out again by reviewing and focusing on what is maturity in the love of God, because that is what leads to our security in the love of God. And we start out with this truth of knowing and believing. So, let's go ahead and jump right in, and I hope you'll get your Bible out, and I trust that this will be helpful to you. Let's go ahead and jump in.
Now, let's go ahead and look at verse 17 through 19. This is the third major section in the passage. And this is where he takes all of that, which is just kind of this foundation and the groundwork, and he's going to bring that to the 21st century counseling situation where I've got a serious problem and I need help. Okay? But having that basis is vital to getting to this practical help that we get out of the passage in verse 17 through 19. In verse 17 through 19, we see that our security is dependent on our understanding of God's love for us. Verse 17 through 18, we see the confidence of love. It says in verse 17, he starts out, "Herein is our love made perfect." In what? Where? How do you know? He says, what we just talked about. Knowing your God and believing Him. Okay, get practical with that. Insecurity. Something attacks your security. And that can be any number of things, but insecurity as a problem, okay, is the context that he's really dealing with here. But something attacks your security in Christ. Not as far as salvation, but as far as believing I can do right. Okay, God loves me. When you know how that is when Satan starts putting these thoughts in your mind and you start to just go off. When that comes, two things. You got to know the right thing to think, the truth about God. You got to know why God loves you. You got to know that God doesn't love you because of yourself. Therefore, no matter what anyone throws at you of you're not worthy, you say, I know! You got to know that your God doesn't love you because you're good enough. That your God loves you because of Christ. Okay? You got to know that. And you got to believe it. Okay? When it doesn't feel right, what do you do? That's faith. I can't see it. I can't feel it. It doesn't seem right. But I know it is. And I believe that God is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He will do. You know it, and you believe it. That is maturity. And He says, herein is our love made perfect. Okay? It's that. That concept, walking with God, knowing Him, believing Him, that is what matures your love. And then he goes on in verse 17, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. There is confidence for that day. Why? He goes on. He says, because as He is, so are we in this world. I'm going to quote from the Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary. He says, listen carefully, we are righteous as He is righteous, especially in respect to that which is the sum of righteousness, love. Justification. Why can we be confident? Romans chapter 8, therefore there is no condemnation. We can stand before God with the confidence of knowing that it is not our righteousness we're presenting to God, it is Christ's righteousness. And there's confidence in that. He says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There's security. There's confidence in that. When you understand the redeeming love of God at Calvary, there is confidence. There is no condemnation. You are in Christ. And that's Romans 8. That is the theme of Romans 8. And if you're realizing, if God has perhaps brought to your mind, you know what? I need to be knowing these things. I need to be believing them. A good place to start, besides 1 John, which is a great place, is Romans chapter 8. The entire chapter is what happens because of what Christ has done for us in justification. Verse 18, he goes on, there is no fear in love. Now this is where we get back to where I started, with a study on insecurity. Early on, years ago, as I began to study insecurity, the biggest revelation to me was, you know what insecurity is? Okay. You know you're insecure? You know what that is? There's a Bible word for that. The Bible word is fear. You're afraid. Okay. And when you think of it in those terms, all of a sudden you can get help for it. You can change. And I have watched this study where I've used it in other places. I've watched it literally change someone. It's a totally different way of thinking when you understand the love that God has for you. And he says here, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. The concept of casteth out is to drive it away. It says it drives fear out. Perfect love, this love that we've talked about that is mixed in with the very character of God, that is demonstrated on Calvary, not because we deserve it, but because He is good. That love that we're matured in by knowing our God and believing our God and His love and believing His love, that love drives out fear. It drives out insecurity. They can't coexist. Mature love and fear, insecurity, cannot coexist in the same heart at the same time. It can't happen. It drives it out. Insecurity, though, is not the only kind of fear. There's a lot of different expressions of fear. One of them is peer pressure. Constantly looking at what the other person thinks and basing my decision on a fear of displeasing them or a desire to please them, which is, again, based on a fear of what they will think. If I'm different, young people, If you're a Christian acting like a Christian, you will face this in school. Peer pressure. Okay, teenagers. I sat out there at youth group the last couple of weeks. And you watch some of the teenagers. The most important thing in their life is what someone else thinks. And they are throwing away everything for what someone else thinks. That's fear. What's their problem? They don't know the love of God. And you and I, when there's fear in our hearts, we do not know the love of God for us. Another expression of fear is worry. Afraid of what might happen. Dread. Doubt. A fear of what if. Paranoia. There's phobias and panics. And these get very detailed. Panic attacks and names for all kinds of phobias. The root of that is fear. Anxiety, codependency, the fear of man. Intimidation. I'm not ruling out legitimate medical things. What I'm saying is fear in all of its expressions in our hearts is driven out by a mature understanding of God's love for us. There's other things that happen when you have this maturity in God's love, a mature knowledge of God's love. When you are mature, you are contented. You are resting. You're a contented person. Okay? You have what you need. You know what? Sin has a whole lot less pull on you when you're in that place. The world has a whole lot less pull on you when you have what you want. You have acceptance. There's a song on one of the CDs that I have. It's A Strong Tower. One of the songs that I use constantly in my life to realign my thinking on God's love for me. It's called My Father's Love. I'm just going to read one stanza of it for you. It starts out, "Safe and secure now in this love alone, I find here my place of worth as one of His own. And I don't need everything this world wants to give, because I live with my Father's love. And my Father's love is strong and true, always believing, always seeing me through. So no matter what happens in His grand design, I'll be fine with my Father's love." I'm okay. That'll quiet your soul right down. That drives out the fear. That'll settle you down. He goes on in verse 18. He says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment." Now, fear and insecurity in its various forms are something that you have ever dealt with in your own life. You know exactly what this is talking about. Fear, more than anything else, is absolutely crippling. Okay, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Fear is crippling. Okay, it binds you. A life in bondage to fear is full of punishing mental torment. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound or a disciplined mind. He goes on in verse 18, "He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Okay. You want to know if you're mature in this love yet? You want to know if you've got that understanding and you're knowing Him consistently, confidently, and you're believing in Him consistently? You want to know that? Is there fear? The presence of continued crippling fear is evidence that we are not yet matured in God's love. As believers, if you're like me, you say, "That's me." Okay. So what do we do? Listen carefully. Because fear, again, just like we talked about its connection to God's character, and God's character is at stake, the image of God in you is marred by fear. This is vital. This is important. What do we need to do? We need to passionately pursue the knowledge of God, His love for us, and we need to be believing it. Okay? That's a good reason to get up a few minutes early in the morning and to get out your Bible and to spend some time studying. Go to Romans chapter 8 or 1 John. Go to one of these places in Scripture that deals with this, Ephesians chapter 1, wherever you kind of want to hone in. But find a chapter or a book, and listen to me, young people, you can do this. Sit there for a month. Read it. The next day, read it again. Read it until this thing is running through your mind and it is changing the way you think. Read it until God's Word is renewing your mind. Passionately pursue, not just casually pursue. You say you're on fire for God. I'm dedicated. I want to do what's right. Okay, get out your Bible. Study it constantly, passionately pursue the knowledge of God so that you can believe Him. All of us must be doing that in order to develop a maturity in the love of God. We'll finish here with verse 19. Verse 19, verse 17 and 18, we saw the confidence of love. In verse 19, we see the conclusion of love. He says in verse 19, "We love Him because He first loved us." And in context, we could even say, "We love." We love God. We love others because He first loved us. Our ability to love God and others is based on this mature understanding of God's love given to us. And if we find that we do not love Him as we should, or if we find that we do not love other people as we should, then we have to realize and we have to admit that we have not understood the breadth and the length, the depth, the height. And we are not rooted and grounded in love, as Ephesians talks about. We love Him. We love others. Because we understand His great love for us. God does not love us because we are good in any way. He loves us because He is good in every way.
This podcast is a ministry of GiveMeTruth.net.